Citizens Engagement Academy graduation night. Now, one of you has to be the valedictorian. I'm looking around, and I'm pulling out the name of... Kathy Gladowski. You know, first of all, thank you all for coming. Thank you for going through this 8 weeks. When Danny first put this together last year, we all thought, how's this going to work? What are you going to learn? What are you going to do? And she put together such a great coursework for you. We've all come here 8 weeks in a row, learned every portion of the operational government of your wonderful city here that you can, even why they do roof work over your head. You get to know that. And what it does is it allows you to take a look at the city and answer questions and know the operations and know the enjoyment and ask, you know, look for those inner workings and hidden mechanisms you never thought about. That's what you got to do. And you're the second class. Kathy Gladowski, you're the valedictorian. So we have a opportunity for remarks by yourselves. Juanita Webb?
Yes, sir.
What are your remarks? Come on to the front there. And
I told them this is not mandatory, Mayor.
You did not.
Hold it. Is that the... Oh, well, hey. Ms. Webb, do you have any remarks you'd like to give?
So just on behalf of myself and Explore Fairbanks, because they are the ones that encouraged me to come, it was an amazing, amazing opportunity. And I think that it has definitely made me a better citizen and a more knowledgeable citizen, obviously. And then I'd be able to pass that along to our visitors as they come in. I'm completely amazed with what you guys do, with what you have. And thank you for your service.
Thank you. Gary Roderick. Comments, please, sir.
Absolutely. Honorable Mayor, distinguished council members, thank you for the opportunity to participate in this year's citizen engagement. I found it very, very valuable. I want a special thank you to our city clerk, Danny Snyder, for making it possible and interesting and very fun at times. I learned a lot
at
of
times,
very valuable...
At what? Times? Fun at times?
At times. And serious at others. So, not fun all the time, David. So I learned a lot of valuable lessons, many of which I'm going to be able to pass on to other members of the community. I think a very simple one as an example would be how to participate in a 911 call. I never really realized the importance of some of the questioning in that process. Very valuable to getting good services. The most valuable lesson that I learned in this process was the commitment by all the administration and department heads. Each and every one of the presenters that we had really showed an extraordinary level of loyalty and passion to what they do. They have a strong camaraderie and interdepartmental dependency and support that they give each other. And this was very evident amongst the leadership team that we listened to and how they work together. So this high level of commitment and passion for what one does really comes from strong leadership and support. You and your department leaders spoke many times of support provided to each other. They often spoke of the council's and the mayor's support for what they did and each other's. I thought this was very valuable and was a great lesson to learn. So I'm very proud of your leadership and providing the leadership that you provide to the leaders of your departments and what they do for their staff. Makes me very proud of you and your administration. I'm proud to be a Fairbanksian. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary. Pam Brandt. Come on up. I'm sorry, Pam Bradley. I'm sorry, Ms. Bradley. I got your first three initials and your last three.
Okay, close. It's not really my name anymore. My name, Vanalek. Do I have to push the button? No, I'm on. Okay. Well, I want to echo everything that Gary said. He said it very articulately. We appreciate the opportunity. I wish that I could have dragged 10 more people in here. I am going to do what I can next year to tell people about this, but, you know, small effort is all I can make. And I feel a little guilty, you know, that I can't do more, because this is such a functional, it's highly functioning. You guys work together well. The needs of the city, I think they're kind of apparent. We learned about public works. We got pictures of the Utilidor. That was fascinating. The commitment of people who've been here for a long time. There's institutional memory. I really appreciate that, and that can only remain if people bring in people, and then they're here, and the older ones move on. So I always worry about that a little bit. The city's in really good hands. I wish that we had seen budget numbers more, and it's on us to look at the website. Great website. I feel like I have some things that I can tell other people in the city, but things are going well. The communication center over there, they actually had to kind of drag me out of there. It was fascinating. Yeah, I was talking to one of the dispatchers. We see the needs. We see that there are hiring needs. I got a strong feeling that working over at Public Works, where there are some hiring needs, is a really good job for people who want to be outside, so Fairbanksons. And then, of course, the ones in the building here. I was impressed with everybody. We had fun doing the mock city council meeting, but I couldn't do what you guys do. I know so very little, I feel like, because it's enough to encourage other people. But I appreciate what you guys all do. And I can't stress enough, I've said this like 5 times now, I've lived here almost 51 years now, and not in the city, just recently in the city, but everything seems to be going really well, and we want to keep it that way, right? And it seems to be going well. The needs of the city seem to be met by you guys, so I appreciate that. So, thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Bradley. Our next graduate, who's also on the Planning Commission, Joe Collier. Come on down. I would say give your name and you'll have 3 minutes, but you got all the time you want, sir.
This is a good reason to read your entire email. No. I feel like I have gained a tremendous number of mentors, and I've created an access to be able to ask the other questions that come up in my construction business and also in the Planning Commission questions at times. You all have so much more experience than I do at this, and public speaking is kind of new to me. I'm usually someone to just speak one-on-one, but opening up and speaking in public I'm improving at it, I think. I'm really glad that I did this. It was difficult because of the hours, because I get up and start my day quite early, and there was a couple of times my Pam had to put an elbow in my rib get me to sit up straight, but I wouldn't have skipped it, and I would recommend it to anyone else that comes along. In fact, I have already. Thank you. I won't keep you long.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. Matt Kilgriff. Any comments, sir?
Yeah, I would just like to say thank you for funding this. Thanks to Danny for coming up with it. Thanks for supporting it. I was totally impressed by every single presenter. The three common things I saw with everybody was their professionalism, their passion for what they're doing, and the integrity that they displayed while they were in this room. Can't speak for their personal lives. But, yeah, all said and done, I was super impressed. I'm definitely going to recommend this to other folks around Fairbanks. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Sharon Phillips.
Hello. Now, I'm not a Fairbanks resident, but I work and in Fairbanks and have family in Fairbanks, so I'm in Fairbanks 7 days a week. So I'm pretty familiar with the Fairbanks runnings from the public view, but now it's sort of like behind the cloak, behind the Wizard of Oz curtain, what goes on behind and what's pulled where. It was very informative, and I've already talked to several people who do live and work in Fairbanks about attending the next one. I say ditto on everything that was said so far. But I enjoyed it. I found it very educational, and it was, as he said, a little hard to make the hours, and at times we were tired, but we got here for the most part. I missed the tour of the businesses, branches, which I would have loved to have gone to, but it was a conflict with the 50-plus luncheon, the borough luncheon for the senior or 60-plus seniors. And so it would be nice to have that next year not be the same day so that seniors that might be interested in this can also attend that or vice versa. But I found it very, very a lot of information. I mean, I love information, and I felt that every single class there was something to impart, to learn from, and take home and talk to family about, and did you know this and did you know that? And a lot of people didn't, you know. So we learned a lot, I think, in the process. So though we're graduating, we'll keep growing from there, I guess, is what you'd say, okay?
Thank you very much. Anita Rosas.
Hi. I want to thank Danny for putting on the class. I thought it was very well organized. It was interesting. It kept moving. It was right amount of time. I like the hours because I had the evenings free, so it was something to do, to come, and I had no conflict of interest. I mean, of time. So everybody's time, I know it's hard to put a class like this to make everybody happy at one time or the other. So what I took the class because I wanted to be, I live in the city, and I always like, who do I complain to when something goes wrong? So that was my own purpose of to see what was going on. And now that I took the class, I'm like, I have nothing to complain about because now I know how the system works. And as it made me a better citizen for the city to see that it's not like just complaining, where are my tax dollars going to and how's it being spent? I really thought the class was very beneficial. I have told all my neighbors and all my friends, and I have a couple of people next year that want to attend. Because now I understand how the city and the borough works too. Sometimes who do you call for certain things? And also like what Gary said about the dispatch, I used to call 911 and I'm like, I get frustrated. Why are you asking me Fairbanks, what city? I'm like, I'm in Fairbanks. And didn't really understand the reasons they asked all the questions now. And now I have the ability to tell people, like we were talking, I had a friend that had a call and she was frustrated. I said, well, they have steps that they have to go through. And it's just nice to know how the city runs. And I'm really proud to be a citizen of Fairbanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Pepperone. What's that?
I don't think he's present today.
Well, he still graduated. And our valedictorian, Kathy Klodowski. Come on up.
Yes, Danny, you are in trouble. I really don't like being here. No, I missed out on the first one that we had, and I kept my eyes open in case you have it again, and I was so happy to be able to sign up. And I don't think there was anything that I did not enjoy. And the people, everyone was wonderful. They knew what they're talking about, and they were just so patient with us. And the lunches were nice. But, yeah, I would even say I'll probably do it again. You know, just it is really, really formative, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So thank you.
Thank you. You know, it's a wonderful outreach event. And on a personal basis for me, I sometimes feel like I'm the most fortunate person in the world because I get to work with the best and the brightest of Fairbanks, and the council, department heads, and the workers. And I really quite blessed. I work with the best and the brightest. And they tell me what to do. Sharon has a question.
I have a question. For us people who missed the tour, which we would love to go to in the future, the next class, can we attend the tour then?
Are you the valedictorian? Well, then, yes, you can. Yes, you can. But anyway, and again, this is an outreach event. And in the future, like you said, you're already talking to other people what it's like, what your experience has been. And what we've always found is when you have a question, the best way to get an answer is to come see it personally. Because you have such fine people here that work for the city. And, you know, when you look at the best and the brightest that I work with, what do I call them? Fairbanksons. I call them Fairbanksons. So thank you. So we have, yes, we do, gift bags. You're really going to town.
So departments each individually contributed something for a gift bag for you just to say thank you for attending our academy and for being really so fun to host here at the city. So the mayor has certificates in his hand, and we would like each of you, when your name is called, to come up and get your certificate and your bag, and then please stay up here because we're going to do a quick photo at the end of that, and then we will have some time for the council members to comment. And then the chief of staff will close us out so we can have some cake.
Gift bag, please.
Andrew Pepero.
He's the one that's missing.
The one that's missing. That's why she sits next to me. Anita Rosas. Sharon Phillips. Matt Kilgriff.
Oh, this one. Sorry.
Pam Bradley.
And what was your idea for me to do today?
Oh, it was one of those trees.
There is one in LaBelle's Tap House.
All righty. That's kind of broad. Okay.
We actually planned it every day we took off.
Garrett Roderick.
That's small.
Congratulations. Juanita Webb.
Cleaning up the water I spilled on the mayor's desk.
She's trying to electrocute me.
Can I just stand back here on my tiptoes? Okay.
You said the mayor was drooling on his desk.
That was you guys can come in more.
That was
Danny's class number two.
Come on up here, Juanita. Come on.
Let me go there. Oh, that's okay. You can stand on that.
And you will be on our newsletter.
All right, everybody smiling? Mm-hmm. Ready to go? Here we go. I got a bunch of them.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Can we have a round of applause for Danny?
Yeah. Thank you.
So much fun. So much
there
fun.
We have some comments from our
I'm so
members.
Sorry. What happened there?
We're going to start out with council member comments in this class. From the last person who came in, Mr. Ringstead.
So, you know, I'm glad that you guys took the time to do this. Having been involved in our governments, to me, it's we don't know what we don't know until we get into it. And I think that's kind of what several of you said. You got into it and started realizing, okay, now I start to understand it. But you got to kind of get your feet into it to start to figure out where to go next. But I think one of the things you'll see in our process, particularly here, we've got our policies and our procedures, but we're, generally speaking, a pretty informal group. We all get along really well, you know, have a lot of open, honest conversation. And, you know, we're willing to have everybody else participate in that. So, you know, now that you know a little bit, hopefully you can continue to do that. I'm really pleased about the thoughts about talking with other people because I think more people should know more about our government. It's really easy to sit back at home and complain. You know, we've all been there and done that. But it's also not that hard to get involved and make a difference. So. Hopefully you can help us as we go forward and make it a difference. So thanks for participating.
Next we'll hear from Ms. Sue Sprinkle.
Congratulations and thank you guys for doing what you've done. I think it's it says a lot of our city and Danny that she put this together and share what we do behind the scenes. I think that there's a camaraderie I feel in you all, which is kind of an extra bonus. Seems like you like each other a lot. I mean, it's just wonderful. I think that we as a family, I feel like we're a family, feel the same way. So for you to see how special it is to be involved makes me thrilled for you and also suggests that it just takes the passion and the caring, and you could do this. It doesn't take a degree, just takes the caring. And I would suggest that at some point Danny makes plans a reunion. That's a thought. So thank you.
We'll now hear from Ms. June Rogers.
Well, thank you. Thank you, all of you, for participating. I think that step of getting involved is what creates that family that we're talking about. And I use the word family for Fairbanks a lot, not just Fairbanks, but the whole state. And I find it is such a privilege to be part of working on the issues that are needing to be solved in our community, and it's always an open door policy, always. The more people coming down and sitting at that microphone and helping us to understand their position or their thoughts on the community, the better everybody is as far as making decisions. And I truly encourage people to become part of this family. John mentioned how the camaraderie, and you used the word camaraderie too, of how we all work together so closely. And there's a tremendous amount of regard and respect for each other here, and there's a tremendous amount of regard and respect for the people who come to our meetings and decide to offer their thoughts. I go back to that word. It's a real privilege, I think, to be part of this family of Fairbanks and to be working together in a way that is. I heard some folks earlier talking about Fairbanks. I'm trying to remember which person it was now that talked about how things were doing really well at this point. What a great thing to hear, because over and over and over we only hear about the things that aren't working well. And so it's really, really comforting to know that things are working well. I think they're working well in many regards, but there's always still room for improvement. And as long as we view things in that way, we can continue to help make those changes and make things working just a little more smoothly, especially for a person such as our chief of staff, who works so diligently on behalf of everyone here. Mike Sanders is this incredible person who has like 12 hands and arms and just does everything all at once. And Danny, same thing. How we could do anything without these two wonderful people? I mean, they're a real asset to the community. And I serve on a lot of committees that bring me into statewide discussions also. And one of the things that I am very aware many times is that a lot of people don't have a Danny and a Mike working with them. And we're very, very fortunate here. Thank you all.
Mr. Lonnie Marney.
Well, once again, congratulations. This is basically why I ran for office is Fairbanks. I love this town. I love the people of the town. I know the first class kind of had that same camaraderie that you guys have. It was a fun bunch, too. And it's a pleasure. It does my heart well to have you guys come and give us compliments, because I was at the borough assembly last Thursday, and they're always in trouble. So... thank you for being Fairbanks citizens.
Ms. Tidwell.
Congratulations, you guys. It's really great to see this program that Danny put together grow and continue, and hearing each one of you say that you've already shared your experience with people at home and people that you work with and inviting them to do the same next year, that's exciting. I would like to invite you guys, because now you're experts in all things government, to stay involved. There's commissions and different committees that are always looking for people, and that's really, really what is important to our success that we have in Fairbanks, is having people that genuinely care. You know, it's not because any of us have this background in government affairs. You know, it's having people that care about our community. And once a year, two of these seats are open, and, you know, we always need people that care about our city to sit up here with us or the next people. That's what's important, is having people that truly care about the people who live here. So stay involved, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we may see you across the dais one day. Thank you.
And our most seasoned city council member. Mr. Cleworth.
I think that's most aged. Danny, thank you once again for doing this. It was her, I think it's your brainchild that come up with this in the first place. And it is, to me, really important because I can't tell you how many times I get a phone call and they're complaining and it's about 10 minutes into it and I finally stop them and say, well, that's actually a borough issue and that's not a city one. Or that particular street that has that pothole is maintained by the state of Alaska. That's not us. And so I give them the all appropriate numbers. But I'm amazed at how many people really don't know what we do and what they do. So I hope that's been made perfectly clear. You know, speaking about the feeling that we have at the city, Frank, you all knew Frank Turney, I'm sure. Frank was a regular here. At my first meeting in 19 whatever, he was here.
It was 18 whatever.
Yeah. He was here and doing what Frank does, which is kind of blasting us for something. And so one time, he was a friend, a good friend too. We talked a lot. I said, Frank, why do you always come to the council but you never go to the borough? Because he says, you guys listen. And I thought, well, that was a compliment, you know. And I think the council over the years has done a good job at that. Lonnie is right. We can't do at the borough what we do here. And it's a lot loose, more of a loose situation and open, I think. And I hope it always stays that way. We do have a special city. I've gone to other cities and looked at their problems. And I think sometimes we're pretty blessed here. Yes, we have limitations on what we can do, and we always would like to do more and have more people and more of this and more of that, but we have limitations on what we take in with revenues, and we try the very best we can to make that dollar stretch out. We have a city that's debt-free, a city that takes care of its deferred maintenance. We don't get behind. We try to buy the very best equipment that all the employees need, so we may not have enough, but at least we're giving them the tools and the equipment to do the job well and safely, which is important. So I just thank you all for participating in that and letting us share with you what we do. Thank you.
The closing remarks from our Chief of Staff, Mr. Mike Sanders.
Okay. Well, it seems so weird being like, you guys are back there. I'm trying to talk to. I talk to these guys all the time. I want to talk to you guys. About 2 years ago, you know, Danny said, "Hey, I got this idea," and to be honest, I was like, "Yeah, it might be okay." And then she said, "Hey, we're gonna feed everybody." I'm like, "I'll go. We're gonna feed everybody," and I'm glad I did. This has been awesome. 2 years in a row, it's been phenomenal classes. You guys are amazing. The depth of the questions has just been spectacular from day one. I mean, I remember day one, Gary's like, I cut $5 million from your budget. I was like, all right. Like, I like that, you know. And it's been like that throughout. I mean, everybody here has had great questions. You've had great insight. It's a real honor and privilege to get to know you all and to get to serve you and I hope that we met your expectations and if not, you know, let us know. Anita, if you do have complaints, it's DPRUHS3@fairbanks.us. Yeah, no, just kidding.
That's really, a capital D.
Yeah. It really has been a real honor getting to know you all, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for attending this. And please let your community know that this exists, and we'll be back. We're going to be back next year, right? Yeah. We'll be back next year, and anybody that missed the tour, you don't have to wait till next year. Just reach out to me. I gave everybody my card. If you don't have my card, I will give you my card. I'll give you my personal cell. I know, like Sharon's already got my personal cell, but anybody that needs anything, feel free to reach out, including tours. We can make that happen without waiting a year. So that's all I've got, sir.
To the 2024 participants, in the Citizen Engagement Academy graduation. Ms. Juanita Webb, Mr. Gary Roderick, Ms. Pam Bradley. I'll come back to you. Mr. Joe Collier, Mr. Matt Kilgriff, Ms. Sharon Phillips, Ms. Anita Rosas, and of course, Ms. Kathy Gradowski. By the power invested in the City Council, the Mayor of the City of Fairbanks, and the City Clerk, you're graduated. Yeah.